Praise the Lord. Go ahead and take your seat. Amen. At the seat, we give glory to God. I've been sung that is in my heart. I'll just sing it briefly and we go to the word this morning. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Oh, He's always just the same. Oh, praise His holy name. Just meditate on the Lord as we sing this. Is the reason why I love Him so. Is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's always joined the same. Oh, praise His holy. Lift your hand and wave unto Him. That is the reason why I love Him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Father, we bless you this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lift up your people, Lord, and show forth yourself powerful and great. Let that name, Jesus Christ, that is lifted up above all, let it resound to thy glory this morning, Lord. Let every stem of the enemy, Lord, Father, be pulled down through that power that is in that name. The sweetest name. One more time. Hallelujah. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. He's always just the same. There's His praise, His holy name. Say, this is the reason why I love Him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. Father, let that name, Jesus Christ, the name that is lifted up above every name, grant us grace, Lord, to recognize that name in our life and hold you up, O God, even in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every device of the enemy. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus in this environment. That the word today, Lord, shall fall to a fertile ground, even in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The message today, by the grace of God, is a sober kind of message. At the same time, it gives me joy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sober because we're going to bring out certain things concerning the state of the church as it is today. But we are going to see that God's promises hold true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us quickly open the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 6 to 7. Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 6 to 7. That is where we are going to be taking our readings this morning. Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 6 to 7. Okay. Benny, you may have to help out because I'm going to be rushing this. This is supposed to be a kind of a teaching message. Whenever I stand here and say a teaching message, what we are talking about is message that under normal circumstances, I will be using graphs, charts, or stuff to explain or bring across what we have or what we are teaching. And it usually takes maybe two or three segments of several hours to bring it across. So when we are trying to do it within 30 minutes or 45 minutes, it may be above some people's head. But in my days, when something is above my head, it gives me a challenge to go and learn, go and study, go back and look the scriptures, go back and try to learn. Today, we'll rather be on our Facebook, on computer, on TV, than go to study the Word of God. I encourage us to, if it's above or you don't fully understand some of them, go and study. Ask questions so that the Lord can build you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let us read together. Everybody join me and read the scripture of today. Say, and it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark. Go to 7. But it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. Say, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Shout and say with me, it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light again, everybody. Say with me again, it shall come to pass that at the evening light, it shall be light again. Amen and amen. Yes, this is a dismal day. A unique day. A kind of a day that nobody wants, not even the Lord. A day that you can't figure out. It is neither night or day. It's a day that is cloudy and dark and gloomy and distressing. And every heart was quaking because this is not like any other day. This is not like any other time. This is not like what God has made. God has made it that it's either in his word, we were talking about last week, it's either lukewarm, it's either hot or cold. If it is not, it's lukewarm. This is like a lukewarm day. And when hearts were failing and fear were falling upon many, the Lord said, fear not, blessed be the name of the Lord. At evening time there shall be light. Amen. That is the title of our message this morning. It shall be light at the evening time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I said, we are going to try to go through this. Please pay attention and bear with me. If you don't fully understand it, God will reveal it to your heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The scripture that we read gives me hope. When at times I am deeply troubled for the condition of the world, and especially the body of Christ, you may not fully appreciate the promise made in this scripture unless you are among those that fervently desire God to interfere with the affairs of this world that is in darkness. From the beginning, there has been a battle for dominance between the power of darkness and light. Now, let me quickly explain some of the stuff I wrote down here. I say that at times, I become like really, really almost depressed at the condition of the church and the world. At times, I feel so bad on what we call Christianity today. And then I move it to the world, and we are going to bring this out. As we go along, we look at what is happening and what Christianity is all about and what God is all about. And we look at ages and times we are living in. If your heart is not at times distressed, ask yourself, are you really on God's side when you see all this stuff? If we're having a football something here today, this place will be packed. Go out in the street and see souls dying, walking in darkness. And many of us don't even feel the impact or the agony of it. Talk about people who say they are Christians today. It's almost a joke. And so, I said, you may not fully appreciate this message unless you are one of those that really fervently desire that God shall move again in the affairs of this world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But if you really desire, and you are one of those that hunger and thirst for the righteousness of God to manifest again, then your heart will rejoice, for the promise stands sure and cannot be shaken or moved, that at the evening time there shall be light again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's quickly open to Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. We are going to be hurrying this, so please be on opening it as fast as you can. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. Isaiah 14, 12 to 15. We are going to bring out the issue that there has been a contention between night and darkness, between the light and darkness from the beginning of the world. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can somebody get Isaiah chapter 14, 12 to 15? Benny, can you take over and help me out pretty fast? We have short time to bring this across. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. Now, just to show you that there has been a contention between light and darkness from beginning, from the foundation of the world. Hear what happens to heaven and the declaration of the word of God. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are they called down from the ground, which is weakened the nations? Go to 13. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. 14. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds. I will be like the most high. 15. Yet thou shalt be brought down. Amen. Can somebody join with me and say amen? Amen. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the side of the pit. And that word will stand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The contest, the battle between light and darkness did not start today. It has been from beginning when Satan, who was a exalted cherub among the angels, decided to fight against the Most High. But God said, you shall be cast down to hell, even to the sides of the pit. But there is a time between when this will happen, and from the time till then, there will be fight and battle against the forces of darkness. And it does not so much trouble me as because I know that God's word remaineth forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord, that God is able. You will find out in this message that it is a rule of God's kingdom, through the dispensation of grace, that at every evening time it shall be light again. That there is a rule. When I was speaking the other time of something in the kingdom of God of covenant, or covenant, and I said that there is a certain rule that is in place in God's kingdom. Those rules cannot be moved or shaken or be taken out of the way. You will find out that there is a rule in God's kingdom that when darkness seems to try to cover the world, according to God's grace and mercy, it is always light at the evening time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that he that called for the light also created darkness and set the boundary between night and day. But darkness has always tried to overshadow the light. Yet, the standing order is that every winter will always have a summer or spring. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is a rule. I'm showing you a pattern of God's way of doing things. That's a rule, standing order by God that created heaven and earth, that every winter will always have a spring. Now the winter is full of gloom, full of darkness, full of cold, full of all these things that you don't want. But then suddenly, by God's ordinance that stands forever, suddenly there is spring. And the bears and the brooming and everything start singing and there is joy out there again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And it's also a rule that whatever God standed forever, blessed be the name of the Lord, every sunset will also have a sunrise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just show you that there is a pattern to how God works, how God does things. There is a pattern of darkness. And then there is light. There is a time for winter. And then there is spring. There is a sunset. And then there is a cloudy night and darkness. And then there is a sunrise again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And tell me, from ages to aging, you will find out that whatever God does stands forever. It cannot be changed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In design, in engineering, architecture, you can start to draw, start to design, and start to put things together. And then finally you find out there's a flaw. This will not size. This is not right. Let me change it to fit my, and then you change the perspective. People will write a book, and then later on you see they have an upgrade. They have another volume 1, volume 2. That is not the case with God. When God says something, he doesn't come to change his mind tomorrow about it. Circumstances may bring things to a cloudy situation or whatever, but God has a standing rule that every darkness, every gloomy night, every condition that ups or abnormal, dismal, there's always going to be light at the end of the day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, what is the duty of the light? What is the work of light? Let us quickly look at Luke chapter 1 verse 78. Luke chapter 1 verse 78. We're going to be rushing this as much as we can. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the duty of the light? We read, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high had visited us. Go to 79. That to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is Jesus Christ. He said that the purpose he came is to give light to them that sit in darkness. That is the work of the light. Close these windows here, turn off the light. And suddenly you cannot see me. And suddenly it is darkness. You cannot read. Everything comes to a standstill. But switch on the light and it dispenses the darkness. And God has called us to be children of light. God has called us to be children of what? Light. Say amen. That is why we are here. Me and you. We are going to look at the situation. Let us quickly read again John chapter 8. I believe it's verse 12. John 8, 12. Quickly, please. Hallelujah. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of this world. Can somebody say hallelujah? And Jesus spake again to them, saying, I am the light of this world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. Amen. Beautiful light, wonderful light, shining around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Hallelujah, you say wonderful light, shining around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. That is what he came to be. The duty of light is to dispense away darkness. Jesus, the light of the world, said, for this purpose did he come. And for this purpose, me and you are created. Ask yourself as we continue, the church today, are they dispensing darkness? It looks like they are sitting almost in darkness. It looks like the whole world is sitting in darkness. It looks like there is no hope. Is this man is that kind of day that Zechariah started to talk about? A day that is neither day or night. A day that is cloudy and shadowy and full of fear. But he says, blessed be the name of the Lord. The rejoicing part of it, that at evening time, it shall be light again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The contest between light and darkness will endure till the end of the world. I'm going to read some scriptures to bring out my point, please. Isaiah chapter 62. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. The contest between light and darkness will endure till the end of the world. For behold, he says, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now, let me paint the picture quickly before we move on. He said that darkness shall cover the world. There's no question about that. Not just any other kind of darkness, but gross darkness. The kind of darkness that when you come out, is so dark that you cannot see your hand before you. That is gross darkness. In Igbo land, they call it imenderi. That is deep, 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 deep part of the night. Those are the times that evil seems to grow wings and do whatever they want to do because they walk in darkness. That is what he says, you cover the world. Gross darkness, the people. But he said, the Lord shall arise upon who? Me and you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. So that you shall be like a candlestick. So that you shall be like a light. So that when darkness is all around, you are a beacon of hope, a beacon of light, a beacon of hope to the dying world. But what pains my heart is when that beacon of hope is now full of darkness. When the beacon of hope, that is the church, has nothing to give to the world, then what is the hope again? May the Lord have mercy in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 22, verse 5. Revelation 22, verse 5. And there shall be night there, and there shall be no night there. Amen? Trying to create a pattern of what is and what will be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When all things are said and done, and we have laid down our armor, and we have no need of the sword, and we have no need of the battle shield again, and the banners can be thrown down, because even then there will be no darkness. God says that when we have fought the battle and completed, he said, and there shall be no night there. Darkness is destroyed forever. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. One day darkness will be done away with. Completely. There will be no night. There will be no darkness. You don't need a candle. You don't need electricity. You don't need sunshine again. Because the Lamb of God shall be the light of the whole world again. That's not the case now. But one day it shall be so. Who will stand on that day? Who will run to the end? Who will finish the race standing? Who will be welcomed by God and say, come, you good and faithful servant, inherit the kingdom of God. Is it a wishy-washy Christianity? Is it a Christian that call themselves Christians? But in real fact, they are nothing in terms of Christianity. As I said, it may be a really sober message at times. You know, I always remember when I was in a church one day and it was funny. And this man was preaching wonderful message on righteousness and everybody was sleeping. And then he turned around and started preaching about money, about wealth, and people woke up and said, amen, hallelujah. That is what they want to hear. Brethren, at times, this kind of message can be hard. But why are we Christians? Why are we running the race? The whole purpose of people that run the race, I see people in Olympics and whatever, they study, they discipline their body, they give up eating the same kind of food, they wake up early in the morning, they exercise, and then for the crown. Amen? For the crown of life. Hallelujah. Each time it seems that darkness will swallow and rule the world, there comes that evening light. By God using a messenger to call back the world from the brink of darkness. And when I say messenger, it can be you, it can be me, it can be anybody who is a believer who are willing to be used. I will skip to different ages. And the messengers that through grace, humility, and fortitude upheld the light and dispensed away darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says that we are all children of light and not of darkness. So all of you are included in this, every one of us. Let me go back from the beginning where I say that this is the kind of message that is teaching, but we're not going to go into teaching. We're going to make it a preaching message and end as soon as we can. And you can go and look at it and study it, and God will give you light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God first made mankind, and the first man he created was who? Adam. And he was full of light. And there was light around him, and God was so happy that at the evening time, what happened? God comes and have fellowship with him. Even when Adam has a bad day, unfruitful day, a disappointing day, whatever, at that evening time, he comes and have fellowship with him, giving us a type of what is to come. That evening time, there shall be light again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The light was so full on Adam that the glory of God was shown on him. God started to give him a duty that he would not normally give to man. He asked him to name all things that is in creation. Until today, the name he gave them still stands. Whether it be a lion, they dispense the attitude and quality of a lion. Whether it be a lizard, whatever it is, his name is standard. There was so much light upon him that God have 101 fellowship with him. And when he has a bad day at evening time, God comes again and bring that light to upgrade and substitute whatever is not there. Then sin came in. We're not going to go into depth about the fall, about what happened there, about how it happened and so on. We don't have time. But then sin came. And with sin came the fall. And with the fall came darkness. And this darkness was so bad. The place I was reading on Adam is Genesis chapter 4:26. Don't worry about pulling it up. We are going to move fast. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Genesis 4:26, where God then went ahead. Okay, just pull up. We only read this one. Genesis 4:26. If you look at the time from Adam when the darkness started to come to time of Seth, it was a very lengthy time. Gross darkness covered the world. Atrocities started to happen. And to say to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then, after hundreds of years, he said, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just when Satan thought that he has the upper hand, when he thought that he's going to swallow the whole world in darkness, here comes a messenger of hope. Through Seth's lineage, there was one that came, and he dispensed the light. He started to rebuke the work of darkness. He started to fight the evil of those days. He started to go against them with the word of the Lord. Not by power, not by might, says the Lord. But by my spirit, says the Lord. Even this mountain that is before you, says Zerubbabel, they shall become like a plain ground. That is what came up in the door. And they say, and men, once again, turned back to God. And he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then there was an element of darkness again. And God was so angry. Let us quickly go to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis, just don't worry about it. I will just mention it. Don't worry about it. God was so angry and out of it. He said, I will destroy this world. I will just remove it completely for what it is. The son of Anax, the giants and the evil ones were in the land. Every part of it was full with evil. The sons of God even came and started mating with others of men. Nimrod and all of them were born. Who history say married is no mother. Atrocities start to abound so much that God wanted to, but God had mercy. Because whatever he said, whatever he has ordained cannot be changed. He has to bring back the light again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so he asked him to do what? Make a boat. An ark of destiny. What is this ark of destiny? It is God working to save mankind again, giving us a chance at the evening time. He put this ark in place. Satan fought to destroy the ark, does everything he wants to do, but God opened it, and that lineage continued. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the book of Samuel, I said here that I'm going to give us the footprints of people like me and you that God has used to call back that this world when it is in darkness from the age of destruction back to light again, bringing them at the evening time. When gross darkness has covered the world, the glory of the Lord rose upon them. And they, by heeding the word of God, by being humble, by having fortitude and faith in God, they brought the world from the blink of darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And back into the light again. Samuel, we know in the scripture, it was so bad that God said of Israel, your name now is now, they call him Ichabod. That is that the glory has departed from Israel. The same glory he promised, he said that my glory in Isaiah 62. He said the glory of the Lord will rise upon you. That glory departed. There was such a time of darkness in Israel that they said there was no open vision. And we know that there were, where there is no vision, the people perish. Israel was dried out. There was no true prophet in the land. There was evil even in the temple of the Lord. The sons of the high priest were doing whatever they want to do, and he doesn't rebuke them. He's afraid of rebuking evil and sin, just like today. If you want people to quit your church, just rebuke sin. If you want them to run away, just speak against anything that is wrong. People want to come to church and feel good and feel, no, nothing. Don't just go there. But that's not what God called us to do. We shall uplift people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But when there is sin, when there is evil, we should be spoken out. And you shall give people a lifting hand and not cast them down. But people have developed itching ear. They don't want to hear. You want a full church? Preach prosperity. If you want a full church, preach what they want to hear. Don't say anything that will ruffle their feathers. Itching ear have we developed. And it's not to the glory of God. But thanks be to God, at the evening time, it shall be light again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 In the days of Elijah, he got so discouraged that he said, just take my life. I'm not better than my fathers. I'm tired of all these things, fighting against Jezebel, against Ahab and the rest of them. And nothing is showing for it. And God said, there is still a remnant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not be discouraged, brethren. When you see all this thing happening, the confusion of faces, do not be discouraged. There is still a remnant in Jesus' mighty name. You say, Elijah, I still have 7,000 knees that has not bent to Baal or kissed him. Because according to pattern, the rule of God's kingdom, when gross darkness covers the world, or darkness inhabits every face of the earth, there is light at the evening time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I quickly go to a portion of the scripture that we can't teach much on. This is the seven church ages. It is found in Revelation chapter 7, chapter 2 and 3. The seven churches, chapter 2 of Revelation and 3. This is located mostly in the country of Turkey today, where they have this country of ISIS or whatever they call them, ISO, the seat of darkness. That is where one of the greatest work of the kingdom was done. In these church ages, I'm going to bring out to you quickly, is a type of what happens from age to age till the end of time. These are seven, call them village or town or city, in Asia Minor. That is in mostly Turkey, Athens, and the Greece area, but mostly in the land of Turkey. I think that's how they pronounce it. The country of Turkey today. Paul, every one of them toiled to bring the light into that place. There was so much light that these churches were used as a sign of the coming kingdoms or ages that we find. And they typify, they simplify, they show what will happen in each age. Each church have that characteristic, that quality in each one of them. Today, that nation that so much work was done on is 98% Muslim. The place that the light shines so greatly and so wondrously in those days, today is 98% Islamic country. You can be killed for mentioning the name of Jesus. The seat of Satan reigns there today. But this is where Apostle Paul and others gave their life working to build up the kingdom of God. And it may be depressing as I start to bring some of this in out, but no, blessed be the name of the Lord. That, according to that word, it shall be light at the evening time. Amen? Glory be to God. The messengers of each church age are similar to the four people I just used as an example, Seth, Noah, Samuel, and Elijah, who left large footprints on the sands of time while fighting the power of darkness, the messengers of those days. In this church, you will find out that there are seven of them, and each one of them, for instance, there is Church of Ephesus, there is Church of Sima, there is Pergamos, there is Thyatira, Sardis, Philly, and Laodicea. These are all in the Bible. I'm not speaking foreign language. You can go check it out on Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Each of these church have a messenger that spearhead, that led the charge against darkness in their day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And each one of them walked not by being puffed up like today, Bishop so-and-so, not by being puffed up by as today, Apostle so-and-so. Not by being puffed up by today, as Pastor so-and-so. And King so-and-so, whatever you want to. But by being humble, dedicated to the word of God. They fought the power of darkness through the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God used them to restore light, even at the evening time. Revelation chapter 2, 1 to 7. We are not going to read it for time. We are not going to do a study or teaching. We're just going to go through this quickly. Ephesus. Paul was the messenger to that church. There was fruit of faith and works. There was false apostles in their midst that teaches the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, that is to conquer laity, to put people of God under subjection, to take out the light, that the doctrine of the Nico, to conquer laity, to conquer just the ordinary people, and start to lord it over everybody, like today. I am apostle so-and-so. I'm preacher so-and-so. And they ride in their entourage of cars. And they teach you and put people in fear. Because the people have no knowledge. But even with that, God worked wondrously through Paul and through great men of God and restored the light in his day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In this message, we can give from time to time. The Laodicea church, when they started and when they ended. And then after that, we have Revelation chapter 2, 8 to 11. The church of Simon, it was known by, so you may not see some of this name because the Bible wasn't written at that time. Bible has finished. But if it was written, you will understand that these are people, that children of God, that people of God have looked at their life. They did not teach false doctrine. They did not jump from left to right. They stayed with the word of God. They didn't preach the gospel for money. Their own preaching was not for money, but to glorify God. They did not entice people with vain words like we do today, even in the church of God. They exalted the name of church. The church of Simon has as a messenger in it the man of God, Eilenus. In his day, if we put a chart of it on this scripture, you will see how much darkness covered the world. The percentage of darkness that covered the world in his day. But they came with the power of God. They brought forth virtue and hardship and stood firm on the word of God, even with what the Bible called in Revelation. It says, I know that where you are is the synagogue of Satan. That where these great people got, they say, they, among you, he said to them in the church of Simon, is the synagogue, abode of Satan. But that does not dim the light in their day. They fought and they fought against darkness in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That beautiful light shall shine and nothing can ever dim it in Jesus' mighty name. Revelation chapter 2, 12 to 17. Immediately after Eilenus, we have another great son of God by name Martin. Not Luther, just Martin. He operated knowledge and faith. We have no time to explain this in depth. And Bible said again that I know that you are sitting on the seat of Satan himself, that have come to teach the doctrine of Balaam. We can take this church age and explain it so clearly that you see how this thing is patterned to be for each age that is to come. Doctrine of Balaam. What did he do? God was so mighty in Israel. God was so good to the people of God. They were going from the land of Egypt to the promised land. At a point, it was so bad that the kings of the nation wanted to destroy them along the way, but they couldn't do it. They went and called this big prophet who was so blinded by money, blinded by gold and silver, that he decided, okay, even though God told me not to go, let me just go. And God nearly killed him, but the angel of the Lord spared him after the donkey saw the angel of the Lord. It's in Numbers 23, I believe. And he went to curse Israel, but he couldn't curse Israel. He went to curse the people of God. He couldn't curse them and say, God is in the midst of these people. You cannot curse what God hath blessed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, well, let's try the other way. They try the other way, still no. Try the other way, say there is a shout of king in their midst. There is no cursing of what God hath blessed. But instead of cursing them, he then went and gave an advice and said, you can't do anything to these people, but there is something you can do. Make them to sin. Let them commit adultery. Let them go into fornication. Let them go against the true God. Just tell them to do evil and teach them how to do evil, and then God himself will judge them. We can go back to that day in this church age under Madden, and you see that this is what happened. People that say they are sons of God and daughters of God put on the cloth of falsehood, teaching evil in the church. And so, like Balaam, they made a feast, invited them. They came and eat and drink to their false god. God drunk, do every kind of debauchery, and God killed thousands of them. Moving along. The next church age was Revelation 2, 18 to 29. Thyatira. All these countries, all this church was in Turkey. But they type what is to happen in the ages to come. And the person that spearheaded the light, like Elijah in his day, like Satan, Noah, or Enos, was called Columbia. He showed the quality of temperance and love. And the Bible says in Revelation 2, 18 to 29, say that they were able to shine the light even with Jezebel, the seat of Jezebel in their midst. False prophetess, false doctrine in the church of God. They were able to shine the light. So that even with all that Satan did, there was light through them that came at the evening time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The next church age, which is the fifth one, we have 1 to 7, was Sardis. At that time, was Luther, the Protestant Reformation. It was under him that he, being a Roman Catholic monk, I've watched, read about his life history, I love him, he stood to fight against the powers that be. He became a light in his day. He became a spearhead of that light among many other lights to bring forth the word of God. They fought against him. The papacy under Pope so-so and so came on and said, no more of you, we are gone, done with you. And they brought him to question. They brought this poor, humble monk in a gathering of nobles, of popes and all of them, and say, you cannot go against them. They tortured him. They did everything to Luther. But because he has seen the light, and he later said that, who am I that God will do such a great work in me? It was other nobles that kidnapped him and went and hid him in the mountain, and from there he started preaching the word of God to his ages. He became a light in his day. When they seek to destroy his soul, say, upon Christ Jesus, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I always love that quote. The princes of Germany, the princes of the church, as they call themselves, fought against that light. What were they fighting against? He told them that you cannot preach or teach absolution. In other words, I go and sin. In other words, I do whatever I want. And then I use money to buy my sins are washed away. One funny story happened. Two thieves came to the bishop or the pope or whatever, or the priest, and say, I'm going to sin tomorrow. I want to buy forgiveness of sin. Of course, you exchange money and they give you forgiveness of sin for the sin you are going to commit tomorrow. Isn't it not like church of today? Is it not like what we are seeing today? As long as you pay your tithes and your offering and you come to church all dressed up or nice, we can't say anything to hurt your feeling. Because you are the money maker, you are the bread basket. Is that the purpose of a church? Is that what God has called his people to be? The two thieves went and bought absolution and then went and robbed the bishop in his entourage. And they brought him to hang him and said, you can't hang us. What do you mean we can't hang you? You rob the bishop and we're going to hang you. Say, no, you forgive us already for robbing you. Here it is. He went against the power that be. Next online was Philadelphia. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to 13. These are all in the scriptures. Wesley, godliness, sanctification, Methodist church in those days. I'm just going to rush this. We're almost out of time. He came fighting the power that be in his day. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 to 22. Laodicea church, our current church age. Under the Elijah type of ministry that will brought forth the manifestations of the sons of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What do we see today? I don't have time to go into this. Let's stand on our feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand on our feet. You can see that at every church age, through the era of time, when it looks like gross darkness, we swallow the whole earth. There comes a few rays of that bright light, and the day star from on high will break through the dark clouds. The present desolation that the church indicates, the present desolation of the church indicates what we are due, that we are overdue and due for the evening light again. When you say desolation of the church, I put some quick notes here. Is sin in the church. It's wishy-washy Christianity. It's fighting for the highest accolade by men and women in the church and nothing to show for it. We today have apostles for hire. Today we have prophets for sale and pastors that are blind, and they are blind leading the blind. Met a guy a few days, about 2 weeks ago, was a member of this church for some time. Left. Say, brother, how are you doing in your faith? Well, not really that well. I left the church where I am. By the reason some of them leave and wouldn't come to church is because we are too hard. No, you are too hard. Preach hard things. Not hard in terms, but hard that you're a drunkard. And you are told that drunkard is not right. You gotta give it up. Has been hard. You come to church dressing like a floozy or something. I say, dress properly, cover yourself. No, I'm leaving you. Have itching ear. You don't want to hear. You don't want to be part of what God is doing. Say, what happened? He said, well, the church, we left that church too. Why did you leave? He said, the pastor is charging $600 to baptize children. Ah, boy. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you left us to go to a church that charged $600 to baptize children. And you left that place and now you are fellowshipping at home, doing nothing. That's what is happening to Christianity. Churches that now are anointed Sodomy. Churches that now, go and Google it, how many churches agree that there should be sodomy, what they call it, homosexuals. It's okay. Assimilate. Love. Bring them in. Yes, I will bring you in, but I will preach the word of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will tell you as it is. I will not hide it. I will not say because for you to give money to this church or that church, and I will not go against the word of the Lord. I will bring you in. I will love you, but I will tell you that unless you repent, you are going to hell. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Unless you repent, you are going to hell. And my greatest desire is to see you in heaven. And because of that, I will not put you down. I will not rub it over you, but I will tell you the truth with the hope that you can come back from the brink of darkness to light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today is all assimilation. The stench is so high that you can smell it from miles away. I don't have time to give you some experiences I've had or people have made or what they do and don't do. Brethren, the whole point I want to bring to us is that the reason we are called is to be light, even at this evening time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You, me, every one of us here are called to be light at the evening time. And if there is ever an evening time, it is now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll read my notes quickly and then we close. The present desolation of the church indicates that we are due for an evening light again. The sometime progress, retrograding, stand still to progress again through the ages may remain yet, it may be, but yet the promise stands. For he shall cause his name, according to the word of God, to be known from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. He that is faithful promised that the earth shall be filled again with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. Be encouraged, for the promise of the former and the latter rain shall stand again, and the Son of Righteousness shall shine in full splendor. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It may be that you are here today, that you are full of hope, weary, and tempest-tossed. I want the whole church to join with me. Not just for us who are here, but others who will hear this message at a lot of times. Join me and say, it shall be light again at the evening time in Jesus' name. I say it may be here that we are here today. We are weary, we are disturbed, you are troubled about what goes on. Say with me, it shall be light again at the evening time. It may be that the enemy has afflicted you on your personal life when it is not now, it's not now, it's just like dark and dismal. And say with me that even though it is this situation, it shall be light again at the evening time. It may be that your heart is burdened at the condition of the church when iniquity abound and the love of many has gone cold. Say with me, it shall be light at the evening time. If you are here, and like that thirsty deer that panted after the water by the brooks, say and believe with me that it shall be light again at the evening time. Brethren, the whole thing I'm saying is that we are called to be children of light. The condition of the church is dismal. The condition of the world is even worse. Look at the rate of divorce, rate of every kind of thing. I was invited to a church place and he said, come on, I came. Pastor, homosexual, everybody there is just an open prayer. I say, God, have mercy on us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can we stay in this? How can we be part of this? Are you guys completely blind? It's not just, I don't beat up on that. That's not the only sin. If you think because you are not a homosexual, you are better than anybody, that's a lie. You have to live the life of a Christian. You have to be a Christian. You have to be a child of the light. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He brought me out from the miry grave. He set my feet on the rock. Can you put under him for us? He brought my soul on my heart today. A song of praise, hallelujah. He brought me out from the miry grave, set my feet on the rock to the praise team, you can come on. He put my songs on my heart today. A song of praise, hallelujah. Verse 1. My heart was distressed near Jehovah the throne, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the day Mali cried, who tenderly brought me to the golden day. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the mire. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put my feet on my heart today. So can you help me with this? No. He brought him out from the miry grave, built my feet on the rock to stay, put my fears in my house today, a song of praise, hallelujah. Praise God. I shall have given you guys to practice it daily. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the message. We thank you for who you are, our God and our help and our shield. Father, we know that you have promised and it shall be so, that at the evening time it shall be light again. The world is in gross darkness. Darkness has covered the people. For you say the Lord shall arise upon you and his glory shall be seen upon you again. Father, grant this to be in our days in the name of Jesus. That we can become that you want us to be. Walking in the light, being children of light, being a beacon of hope to this dying world. That your name might be glorified in us. Receive all the glory, Lord. Even in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.